Dennis?
Okay, Dad, I know what you want, but first let me tell you what happened.
I can see what happened. Now somebody's going to have to pay for it.
You mean with money?
Well, that's what's usually used.
Keepers, Dad, I don't have much to use.
And after you pay for the glass, Dennis, who's going to put it in?
Okay, all right. I'll help him. I'll show him how. But Dennis is getting old enough now to realize he has to repair his own mistakes.
But how am I going to get the money?
Work. Did you ever hear of the term? You'll just have to take up cutting lawns on a regular basis.
Ours, maybe? For a dollar?
No, not ours, maybe.
But it's our window.
Dennis, you know I just cut our lawn.
Okay, I'll go to work. Even if I only am in the fifth grade.
There, son. Maybe cutting a few lawns will develop those muscles that you keep telling me to feel.
Jeepers, if I develop my muscles too much, the next time I throw a ball, I might go clean through the house.
Over the fantastic boo-boos you pulled at bridge last night.
Now, dear, I asked Alice first thing this morning whether I wasn't right, and she said I was absolutely right. Dear, you shouldn't let things like this upset your rest. You tossed all night.
Alice is a very fine woman, but she is not necessarily an authority on bridge. I bid one club, and you gave me a jump raise in club. Now, really...
John, I don't want to argue.
Naturally, I suppose, you held a few trumps.
Wilson. Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Good morning, dear.
Hello, Dennis. You know you should have held more than you did.
John, I explained last night.
Want your grass cut, Mr. Wilson?
No, I don't.
The other Mr. Wilson let me cut it sometimes.
Well, I own the house now, and I don't...
John.
About last night, you're east and I'm west, right?
Right. And I'm over here, and my dad says I've got to earn some money.
I'm sorry, Dennis, but there are things going on over here that have to be straightened out. Eloise, for the last time. Well, I can't understand you. You're east and I'm west. Well, I simply couldn't believe it. You sitting there with one club in your hand waiting for me to make a fool of myself.
Well, I'll try somebody else.
John, you shouldn't have been trying for a slam.
Oh, you slammed me, all right.
Jock, you're impossible. Now, Mr. Bushman used to like a little honey in his coffee. I used to call him Old Sweetie, too. You know, when he went away, he said to me, wait. No matter how long it takes for me to come back for you, wait.
How long has that been, Esther?
Well, it's been a lot longer than he figured.
That's the way it's been with my Beau Elmer. Todd Bear was a dashing figure of a man. You know, I still get all fluttery when I think how he parted his hair in the middle. And when he got excited, his little mustache would twitch.
Well, I wouldn't trust a man with a twitchy mustache. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hi, Mr. Cathcart. Want your grass cut? Hi, Miss Tarbell.
Hi, Dennis.
My grass cut?
Yeah, I got to work to earn some money. I'll cut yours too, Miss Tarbell.
Oh, I have an arrangement with a nice gardener, Dennis.
Yeah, I'm trying to make an arrangement with him too. Why don't you cut Mr. Wilson's lawn?
Well, this is kind of a bad time to bother Mr. Wilson. He's pretty upset with Mrs. Wilson about something.
He's upset? Come on in and have a cookie. Sit right down there. There's your cookie. What's he upset about?
I don't know. I heard him say Mrs. Wilson was going east. Maybe that's it. Look, Miss Cathcart, I'll do a real good job cutting your grass
for you. East? What's she going east for?
Maybe it's because she had a club in her hand.
A club? Did she hit him?
Well, Mr. Wilson said something about getting slammed. But Mrs. Wilson wouldn't do that.
Of course she wouldn't. He's too nice a man.
Look, Miss Cathcart, I'll even trim around your flower bed for you.
Listen, Dennis, you can cut my lawn for 50 cents.
Oh, good. Thanks.
So the Wilsons are having a buster. Now, you can't blame him.
Imagine any woman having a man and then hitting him.
Listen, I've got to go, dear. I've got a million things to do.
Yeah, so have I. But listen, let's go past the Wilson house. If she's been after him with a club, there's no telling what she's doing now.
Coming. Eloise, since you're going to the dressmaker, would you stop at the luggage shop and see if you can have this handle fixed?
Oh, yes. Our old bag. We took that with us on our honeymoon. Remember?
Yeah, I guess that's why I'm sentimental about it.
That's exactly the way I feel about you. Even if you do think you're so good at bridge.
This is me.
Let's
get a little closer.
He's just hearing.
Oh, don't
let him see us. They might think we're snooping.
John, I'm sorry about our disagreement. It'll be best. We just won't be partners anymore.
Yes, I think we'd better try it that way.
Took their only car.
Well, he's probably getting the house.
Only because it's too big to put in the car. Bet you didn't leave a crumb for him to eat in the icebox.
Oh, he won't go hungry. John Wilson is very comfortably fixed.
Yeah, that's what worries me. Every eligible woman in this town is gonna...
What's that about every eligible woman, Esther?
Oh, well, never mind. Say, I've got a lot of things to do. Bye.
Bye. I'm all through with your grassroots cap card.
Well, good for you, Dennis. Now, here's your 50 cents. And how would you like to earn another dime in advance?
Oh, boy, that would be swell.
Okay, now all you have to do, go down to Mr. Wilson's house. When he's not looking, slip into his kitchen and see what he has in his refrigerator.
What if he sees me and wants to know what I'm doing?
Under no circumstances are you to let him know who sent you. This is a secret between you and me.
Oh, boy, thanks very much, Miss Cathcart. I'll be back soon.
Okay, now if I'm not here, I'll be in the dress shop or in the beauty parlor on the corner.
Okay, Miss Cathcart.
Okay.
Hello,
beauty shop. This is Esther Cathcart. Can you work me in?
Miss Cathcart? It's been so long since we've seen you here, I thought something happened to you.
Well, something's gonna happen, kiddo. Listen, I want a permanent, a tint, a facial, and a manicure. And what else have you got in your bag of tricks?
That sounds quite important. What day would you like to come in?
What day? Are you kidding? I'm ready now. This is an emergency.
Well, we could work you in around 3:30.
I'll be there at 3.
Well, Dennis, what are you doing? Stalking an Indian?
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Where were you headed, young man?
To your kitchen.
What for?
To get a drink of water.
Oh. Oh, well, you can get a drink of water from the hose there.
Well, wouldn't the water in your refrigerator be a lot colder?
Well, I broke the refrigerator water bottle this morning. So go ahead.
How about if I just look at your refrigerator?
Ah, hungry, eh? Pretty sneaky, my boy. Well, I can tell you right now, there's nothing in that refrigerator but two onions and a crust of bread.
Is that all?
That's about the size of it.
Boy, it's hardly worth a dime to find that out. See you around, Mr. Wilson.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Drum.
Oh, Miss Carabelle, what can I do for you?
Well, have you heard about the Wilsons breaking up?
Oh, yes. And isn't it a pity?
Just awful. I get so depressed when I hear a terrible thing like that.
And the only thing that boops me up is to go out and buy a new dress and all.
What have you got that's kind of eye-catching?
Well, I think I have just the thing. Esther Cathcart simply drooled over this little number, but I didn't have her size.
I'll take it.
In the dressing room now, Miss Carbell.
Don't tell her I'm here.
Oh, there you are, Miss Cathcart. Now I think that outfit is simply stunning on you.
What I like about it is it puts the accent where it ought to be instead of where it is.
Hi, Miss Cathcart. I got the joke you wanted on Mr. Wilson.
Dennis, I know all about Mr. Wilson. Mrs. Drum and I were just discussing it. Such a pity. I just can't get over it.
Do you mean you already found out that he has two onions and a crust of bread in his refrigerator?
I just don't want to hear anything that personal.
Then why did you pay me a dime to find out?
Dennis, just a moment, Mrs. Drum. I told you this is our secret, didn't I?
Yeah, but you just said you talked to Mrs. Drum.
All right. How can I earn another dime?
You got another job for me?
Sure. Now, find out from Mr. Wilson which he likes best, cherry pie or lemon meringue. But don't let him know that I want to know.
Oh, I see. You're having a surprise party for good old Mr. Wilson.
I'll be at the beauty parlor.
Okay, goodbye.
I'll take this, Mrs. Drum.
Oh, fine. I'll help you.
Oh, hi, Miss Tarbell. What are you doing in there?
Just browsing. When you see Mr. Wilson, don't let on that I asked, but find out how he likes his chicken cooked.
Oh, you're joining the party too, huh?
Yes, and I'm going to be the first one there. Come back to my house and tell me, and here's a quarter for your trouble.
Boy, this detective work keeps up. I'm going to be a millionaire before I'm a teenager.
Come in.
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Boy, am I busy today.
Yes, so am I. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been thinking about things to eat. Like food.
No, not again.
Mr. Wilson, if you had your choice, which would you take? A squishy cherry pie or a gooshy lemon meringue?
Dennis, when you speak of cherry pie and lemon meringue pie, you get me right here. I'd say it was a toss-up.
You like both the same, huh?
In fact, if you did toss them up, I'd eat them both before they came down.
Good. Now, how do you like your chicken?
Well, Dennis, are you going to cook my dinner?
No, I just wondered how you like your chicken fixed.
Well, there's nothing like fried chicken. Fried to a crisp, juicy, golden brown. I remember when I was a boy, my mother used to have chicken every Sunday. Ah, you don't get fried chicken like that anymore. It used to melt in your mouth. And those mashed potatoes covered with gravy. Dennis, you're making me so hungry. Guess he doesn't like the chicken.
Oh, hello, Catherine.
Why, Mrs. Wilson, imagine seeing you.
Well, I know I didn't have an appointment, but I simply forgot it. Now the weekend's on me. Look, could you possibly sandwich me in just long enough to shake me in bath?
Of course, if you don't mind waiting a bit. I'll just slip you into the first booth until Sybil is free.
While I'm waiting, I'll amuse myself.
I just can't tell you how sorry I am to hear all those stories going round about you, Mrs. Wilson. But you won't have to amuse yourself long after you get to Reno. I hear it's quite lively.
Why would I go to Reno?
You mean you aren't?
Oh, certainly not. Who told you I was going to Reno?
Oh, well, it's just one of those things one hears around a place like this. It was probably some other Mrs. Wilson. Will you excuse me?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Sims.
Won't you make yourself comfortable? Yes. Claire will take you in a few minutes.
Oh, thank you. I'm afraid I'm just a little bit early anyhow. Oh, hello, Catherine.
Hi.
It looks like you've got the work.
I haven't even started yet, honey.
Oh, hi, Mabel. How have you been?
Oh, fine.
Good.
Yes, yes.
Why don't you two chat for a sec? Diane will be ready for you soon.
Well, tell Diane to open up all of her magic. I want one of those new sheet Cleopatra hairdos. You know, where she's eating the grapes.
Good. Hey, Mabel. You heard the big news?
What's that?
Eloise Wilson is leaving that wonderful husband of hers. So help me. I saw her go, suitcase and all. She took the car, all she left to eat with some onions and a stale crust of bread.
Really?
And I have it on good authority that she swung on him with a club.
Oh.
Eloise must have had some good reason for that. Not the slightest. John Wilson is a perfect gentleman.
Well, I always did like him.
Oh, he's a doll. And that poor dear man, of course, is going to need someone to help him get over it so he won't get soured on life, you know, or anything like that.
Yeah. He's such a handsome man.
But 10 years younger than Eloise.
But she was rather well preserved.
So is a petrified mummy. But you know, looking back on it, I know just how it happened. She was taking her husband for granted, and she let herself go. What a shame. So many women make that mistake. But John Wilson, oh, he's a Greek god. You know, chesty, shoulders out to here, and slim, down, chesty. Oh, what a man.
We'll take you now, Mrs. Finn.
Oh, nice seeing you, Esther.
Nice talking to you, too, Mabel. Don't let on. I said a word.
And that, Miss Cathcart.
Oh, don't you find out? Hurry up, well, there's no one here to hear.
Well, Mr. Wilson says it's a toss up between Sharon Pye and Lemon Moran. He's keen for both of them. Am I going to get to come to his party?
Well, it's kind of a private party, Dennis. There's your dime.
You couldn't make it a quarter, could you?
A quarter?
That's what Miss Tarbell gave me for finding out how we liked the chicken.
Wouldn't that fry you?
Hey, that's how we liked it. Fry! Why, Miss Cathcart?
Now then, Mrs. Wilson, what do you want for trim?
No, I... First, I'd like to ask you a question, Catherine. How many years have you been married?
About 26 years.
Do you think the women our age take our husbands for granted?
Well, I haven't given it very... I suppose. Although we don't like to admit it, we do.
Now I'll answer your question. No, I do not want a trim. I want everything you have. That is, we have time for it.
Everything?
The works. Just get me out here before the dress shop's closed.
That's the way to do it. Very neatly done.
Well, I guess that about finishes it, huh, Dad?
And you made the money to pay for it, and you fulfilled your obligation. That's the best part of it. I guess you'll be a little more careful about breaking windows now. It's expensive.
Okay, Dad, I'll remember.
Here, you take the rest of the putty back into the garage. You can go out and play until we're ready for supper.
Boy, what a day I've had. And I've still got 8 cents left.
Well, cutting lawns is good, healthy exercise, and profitable, too.
Yeah. But a detective makes more money.
Tarbell, how nice of you. Won't you come in?
Oh.
Eloise isn't here at the moment.
Oh, you don't have to explain. It's a big platter of fried chicken, and I thought we might share dinner together.
Why don't I put it in the oven to keep warm? That is, if you don't mind my sort of taking over under the circumstances.
What circumstances?
You were right about making Dennis earn the money to pay for the window, dear.
Well, you can be sure it won't happen again. Breaking windows is just a result of carelessness. Hey, look at that.
You were saying about carelessness?
I'll pay for it, honey, but look at that.
Isn't that extra cash card?
Looks like a poor man's Cleopatra to me. Marble just went in there a few minutes ago, all done up, too. What's going on over at the Wilson? Somebody sick?
John's here. I had pies in both hands, so I had to push the doorbell with my foot. Working on all cylinders, eh, Bo?
I don't quite understand what...
Well, you know the old saying, ours not to wonder why, ours but to do or die trying. You're sweet to the sweet.
Esther Castor, oh. I didn't expect to see you. But how nice of you to bring dessert.
I didn't expect to find you here either, honey. Would you mind taking these out to the kitchen on your way out?
You take care of your pies, dear. I have to look after John.
Would you ladies kindly explain
you
what...
You've had a hard day, John, dear. You ought to relax.
I am relaxed. Please, let's walk.
I'm
sitting
there in that tight collar and tie. Here, let me see them.
What is this, some kind of a joke?
I was never more serious in my life. I want you to be comfortable.
I am comfortable.
Now, let's slip out of this coat, you poor little... Let's take a puss over.
What?
Am I intruding?
No, not another one. There are two women here already who are... Eloise? Eloise? Well, look at you.
Mrs. Wilson, we thought you flew the coop.
Why should I? When I found out we were having fried chicken and cherry and lemon meringue pie.
Yes, there's just one thing I want to know. What is this all about? Or, which one is going to talk first?
You know, honey, I can't get over how great Miss Wilson looked when she came home. If it was Mrs. Wilson.
But if they're having a party, I can't understand why we didn't know about it.
Dennis! Dennis Mitchell!
Oh, hi, John. You want something?
Yes. I want to know why Dennis said Eloise was chasing me with a cop.
Dennis!
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
Just march right up to Mr. and Mrs. Wilson and apologize to them.
Okay, Dad.
They're very angry with you for what you did, and we don't want to lose their friendship.
Heck no, gosh!
Dennis! All the Mitchells, come on in. Come on in. Eloise, we have company.
Wonderful.
Mr. Wilson, I want to apologize.
Apologize? Forget it, my boy. Forget it. You are just in time, all of you, to share some fried chicken and cherry pie.
The legends prefer lemon meringue.
Oh, boy, that was neat.
You two look simply elegant.
Yes, doesn't she?
Well, it's sort of an occasion.
It is an occasion. You might say we're celebrating a second honeymoon. Well, that's nice, isn't it, dear?
I think it's lovely.
Mr. Wilson? I'm sure glad you're not mad at me anymore.
So am I. Now, how about that pie?
Well,
go on in. Go on in. Make sure. Now, which do you like, cherry or lemon meringue?
Well, it's like you said, Mr. Wilson. It's a toss-up. I'll take some of both.
Ahoy, mateys. This is Cap'n Stimpy in the bathtub. And next... You know it's Flipper. La, 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 la. No one, you see, is smarter than he. Oh, joy. Stay tuned to Nickelodeon for Flipper.
has been a Screen Gems film production.